The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Zayin discusses the five species of grain: wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. And we know that you use the five grains, you make hamotzi and birkas hamazon, etc. That's how you fulfill your mitzvah matzah, you take challah off from it, etc. There's an opinion of Rev Yochanan ben Nuri, who says rice also is included as the status of one of the five species. However, we do not paskin. It's clear with halacha and the Rambam that we don't assume rice is one of the five species of grain. However, even though rice doesn't have the status of a grain, however, we do give it a bore mine mizonos, since it's filling, it has some characteristics similar to the grains, since it keeps you full. It's a shochan aruch, so therefore you make a bore mine mizonos. And as well, the Mishnah Berurah and others point out that when it's mixed with wheat flour, rice flour can ferment and rise and become usur on Pesach. It's coming. So we see it has some qualities, but the bottom line is rice is not one of the five minim, the five species of flour. Nevertheless, it gets a bracha of mizonas because of other qualities. So in the Gemara, there's actually a discussion, obviously, what bracha do you make over rice and Oriz and Dochen? There's a whole discussion, but it's not clear what's Oriz and what's Dochen. So the post can point out, generally speaking, most assume that today we know that Oriz is rice, and therefore we'd make a mizonas on the rice and a shahako over the Dochen. However, not everyone agrees to this. Among the Hasidim, Chabad, they say that it's totally unclear. And therefore they make shahako over rice. I mean, push comes to shove, they say you should have bread or mizonos, but if you're only gonna eat rice, one should make a shahako, because we know shahako covers everything. In fact, the briskers are machmir, that they hold, Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over in many areas regarding, that's why he was against the present day tcheles, because he says, even if you go through all the rayers, the archaeology, and it comes out that we think it's it, he says he has a tradition from the Beis HaLevi that one needs a mesorah. You need a tradition in order for halacha. So to here, you can do all the tests you want, but since there's no mesorah on Oriz and Dochen, I can't assume that Oriz is rice and I make a mizonos. Therefore, I think the briskers also make it a shahako on Oriz. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that at one point in Jewish history it was unclear. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it became, the doubt became resolved. Although he doesn't tell us exactly how it was. So Rav Sternbruch, others point out, there's a tradition from the Vilna Gaon. He did a scientific test, or whatever you want to call it. The Gemara Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, talks about, let's say you're watching, different shomrim, you're watching certain foods. So the Gemara talks about how much you have to return. What do you mean how much you have to return? Whatever you are watching, you have to return. No, the Gemara says that there's a certain assumption that mice are going to eat a certain amount of the food. So therefore, you can't prevent the mice from eating it. So therefore, you get to return less. So the Gemara in Baba Metzia says that when it's taught, what if you're watching Dochen, so therefore you only have to return 19 out of 20, 19 over 20. In other words, you could assume, in other words, 1/20 of the Dochen was eaten by the mice, and you only have to return the rest of that. However, the Gemara says if you gave over Orez, then you only can assume 1/40 was eaten. So 1/20, I guess the mice have different taste. When it comes to Dochen, they ate 1/20. And when it came to Orez, they ate 1/40. So the Vilna Gaon apparently did a experiment, and he put away Orez and Dochen for a year, and then at the end of the year he noticed that 1/20 of the Dochen was eaten and only 1/40 of the right was eaten. Therefore he clarified that the way we know it, that rice is Orez and millet is Dochen. So therefore, that's how he clarified. So again, so the briskers wouldn't necessarily hold from an experiment, because if they hold that you need a mesorah, so if there's no mesorah, so lemaisa, what we do, we make a mezonos on rice. And we make a bar in the fusseros afterwards, because it's not one of the five species of grain. And the briskers and Chabad, they claim it's not clarified, maybe for different reasons, the same reasons, and therefore they only make a shahako, or they try to eat orez with other types of food.